Peter Schweitzer, Senate should call Joe Biden and his son to testify on China deals. By Robert Krajicek on May 1, 2019. Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute and senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News, called on the Republican-led Senate to call both Joe Biden and his second son, Hunter Biden, to testify on a $1.5 billion deal secured by a Biden family business with the Chinese government. Hunter Biden, Biden's second son, secured $1 billion in financing from the Bank of China, an arm of the Chinese government, for a private equity firm named Bohai Harvest RST, BHR, founded by himself and Christopher Hines, the stepson of former Secretary of State John Kerry. Listen. Schweitzer recalled, Joe Biden was brought in as vice president to Barack Obama because of his foreign policy experience. And he was, by the words of Barack Obama, the point person for Obama administration policy when it came to certain countries, those include China and Ukraine. Schweitzer continued, Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, after he became vice president of the United States, started a financial investment firm called Rosemont Seneca Partners. Hunter Biden, at this time, had no background in China, no background in Ukraine, and really no background in private equity. Schweitzer went on, Hunter Biden struck a series of extremely lucrative deals with the Chinese government and with Ukrainian oligarchs at precisely the same time his father was carrying out policies in those countries. In fact, the deal with China happened 10 days after Hunter flew with his father on Air Force 2 to Beijing, China, when Joe Biden was meeting with Chinese officials and Hunter Biden was meeting with corporate individuals connected to the Chinese government, and those deals are eye-popping. The Chinese deal was $1.5 billion with a B, and these deals are unique. Nobody else had them in China. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, all the well-known names of finance. None of them have these lucrative deals that Hunter Biden got. The Senate should call on Joe and Hunter Biden to testify on their family business dealing with the Chinese state, advised Schweitzer. This is the sort of thing that cries out for investigation because it involves self-enrichment and corruption, determined Schweitzer. It also involves this very critical issue that was at the center point of these allegations of collusion, and that is that foreign entities somehow have leverage over American political figures. Well, if the Chinese government is helping your son get rich with deals that he does not deserve, that is leverage, and for anybody to argue otherwise would be completely naive and ridiculous. Schweitzer remarked, the U.S. Senate, which is in Republican hands, because I don't think the House is going to do it for political reasons, should simply have the vice president and or his son come and testify and explain in December of 2013, when Joe Biden is meeting with Chinese official, why is Hunter Biden on Air Force 2? And was a government resource, a taxpayer-funded resource, Air Force 2, in that official trip used for the self-enrichment of the Biden family? Schweitzer explained, what basically happened is, Joe Biden went over there, and again, by all public accounts, went soft on the Chinese. He did not really challenge them on the South China Sea, on human rights, on trade issues. He basically rolled over for them. That's even what the Washington Post said at the time. And what we know is, 10 days after that trip, Hunter Biden's very small boutique research and investment firm procures a billion-dollar deal from the Chinese government. Not a Chinese corporation, or an American company in China. And that deal later gets expanded to be $1.5 billion. Schweitzer concluded, taxpayers have reason to want to know what took place on that trip. How are these events connected, and what did the Chinese expect in return for that deal? They're not going to give out those kinds of deals without expecting something in return, whether that's access, and/or favorable treatment. These are very basic questions that the vice president and his son should be able to answer. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.